Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Steve Renko. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez strikes out. There goes Burleson. The throw from Porter and Burleson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Rader and he is out, Stapleton applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Stapleton moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chalk is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Renko fires to first and has Otis trapped. There's the throw to Burleson, who tags Otis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stapleton is hit by the pitch. Hoffman moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Evans reaches second base with a double. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Rance Mullinix pinch runs for Willie Akins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Mullinix moves to second. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle is walked intentionally. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Dave Chalk. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Frank White now playing second base. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Busby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Larry Wolf. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Rader moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. Hancock moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hancock scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Stapleton moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Eastwick covering, for the out. Stapleton moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Stapleton scores. Lynn scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Allenson now playing third base. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.